AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today turned into wedding day for some same-sex couples in Atlanta. There may be more weddings in store. A ruling by the Supreme Court now makes same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. At the White House, President Obama says there were days supporters of same-sex marriage thought this would never happen.
And then sometimes there are days like this, when that slow, steady effort is rewarded with justice that arrives like a thunderbolt.
Plaintiff Jim Obergefell from Ohio is pleased his marriage to the late John Arthur is finally recognized.
It's my hope that the term gay marriage will soon be a thing of the past, that from this day forward, it will simply be marriage. And our nation will be better off because of it.
Jennifer Marshall with the Heritage Foundation says this is not over.
The court has issued a decision. It will not end the conversation about what marriage is any more than the Roe v. Wade decision. It has ended the abortion debate.
A group of pastors in Texas is vowing to defy today's ruling. President Obama will be delivering the eulogy at Reverend Clemente Pinckney's funeral in Charleston, South Carolina. The pastor of Emmanuel AME Church was one of nine people shot and killed at that church. South Carolina State Senator Gerald Malloy says Pinckney believed in reaching out to everyone.
Do not let race, religion, or politics close the doors to dialogue that Senator Pinckney opened to help make us a better people.
The Pentagon says it's too early to say if attacks today in France, Tunisia, and Kuwait were coordinated. A gunman killed at least 28 people in an attack on a beach resort in Tunisia. In Kuwait, a suicide bomber killed at least 25 people. And in France, a man with suspected ties to French Islamic radicals rammed a car into a gas factory. Police say the severed head of a local businessman, the suspect's boss, was found. This is AP Radio News. Anyone traveling to Disney parks can leave the selfie stick at home.
A Disney World spokeswoman says selfie sticks are a growing safety concern for visitors and cast members. So they'll be banned beginning Tuesday at all four Disney theme parks in Orlando. Selfie sticks will also be banned at Disneyland Resort in California and at Disney parks in Paris and Hong Kong. What if you forget and bring your selfie stick anyway? Disney says they'll hold it for you so you can pick it up later, or you can go back to your car or hotel room and leave it there. Message received. I'm Rita Foley.
The Coast Guard is searching near Miami for a missing sailor, Trevor Moore. The member of the 2012 U.S. Olympic sailing team was last seen on an inflatable dinghy in Biscayne Bay. The dinghy was found adrift in the water last night. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 39 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.